feel like every phase and stage of my life, the universe will align those mentors and those books in very divine timing.
Welcome to the Phase 4 podcast, inspired by Vishen Lakhiani and Ajit Nawalkar, co-founders of EverCoach, a division of Vine Valley. In this podcast, we speak to coaches and creatives about where they were, where they are, and where they are going. This is the intersection of what we focus on expands, and your story is your superpower. My guest today is Janika Whitney. She is a 5D quantum coach and a spiritual business activator, here to help you step into your superpower and share your divinity with the world to grow your health and wealth exponentially. Janika, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. A lot of similarities between what we're doing and where we're going. So this should be a great conversation. And I usually like to begin with just tell us a little bit more about yourself and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. So I was inspired to launch myself as a spiritual business activator when I went on my own personal spiritual journey, when I had what I consider a rock bottom moment, having two kids back to back and having to unravel this need to push and hustle based on my circumstances and having to prioritize working from home and that desire being more important than this need to hustle. And I started to meditate, which it was really hard for me because I'm usually pretty much on the go. So I didn't know how to get to my purpose being a new mom. And so I figure through meditation, after hearing a lot about it, I decided to sit and try it out. I realized there were guided meditations, so I didn't have to sit in my own thoughts. And through my own spiritual journey, I came to realize that I have a gift to help inspire people. And that's when I birthed my brand about 7 years ago. And since then, it's evolved as I've created, you know, results for myself and for my clients. I went from a manifestation coach to now a quantum business coach. And what I do is I help people rapidly transform their lives with energetic rituals. And I'm also very much a believer about strategies. I feel like there's only a level of your energy that will create those results in your life. You really do need to have systems and strategies and bring the masculine into place and do it from a place of flow, a place of fun. But I really do believe that in order to create results at a rapid rate, you do need to take action. And throughout the years, I've been able to find a balance between my masculine and feminine energy and how to integrate all of that to create the results that I want in my business and in my life.
Beautiful. So rock bottom, right? The darkest hour is just before the dawn, 3 feet away from gold. You keep pushing. And sometimes we have to go through the dip. I think in Zen Buddhism, it's called Kensho and Satori. And Kensho just means you have to go through that rock bottom moment. And Satori, it's more just an aha, like, okay, I know exactly what to do. And either one of those, you come out the other end enlightened, so to speak. And so it sounds like that's definitely what you did. And then the result, I like the idea of spiritual and structure, because it can't just have one or the other. So can you maybe expand on that?
Yeah, I speak on it and I teach it because I have seen the profound difference it's made in my life. I feel like hustle and without the soul can lead to burnout and a life of just getting by and not really feeling on purpose. Even though you are making money and, you know, you've got these results, if your soul and your spirit is dead, it could lead to a life of, less fulfillment. And so when I was feeling lost in my life and brought my soul into play, I was inspired to take action. So I feel like the inspiration comes from my work around building my energy to a place where I feel inspired, unstoppable, creative. And because I've seen the result of what the difference is when I work on my own energetic state, I, you know, feel like it's created the momentum that I have in my business. It's brought me the idea that the downloads and this sense of like limitless creativity and this like desire to make more impact in the world, because I'm so inspired. And I feel like in order to create impact in the world, we need to create that impact within ourselves. It really does start with us. And, you know, and having moments where you can get yourself to a place where you're feeling completely grounded, when you're feeling inspired, when you're feeling like your voice needs to be heard, it changes how you show up in your business. And I really believe that in order to have one, there needs to be the other. And it's been great to see my clients move through this process as well, and how they've been able to bust through a lot of their own blocks when they've taken the time to clean their energetic state, remove the blocks, get into alignment. They come back to their power, and yeah, they can create more momentum within their purpose.
Yeah, I love it. At the beginning, I was thinking alignment when you started saying that last exchange, and you just finished it there. It's alignment.
Yeah.
When you're unaligned, yeah. Burnout, that's what burnout is. It just means some part of your life is unaligned. Can we expand? What is 5D, quantum 5D? What is that?
Yeah. So what I have found is that there's really two places you're operating out of when it comes to anything in life, whether it's a business related goal or a personal related goal. And those two energies are love or fear. And when you're operating out of, you know, the human self, there's a lot of fear that does come up because we are human, right? The fear of starting new, the fear of selling on social media, the fear of being seen. It's our human that gets in the way. And in my work, I feel like there is so much more fun and limitless potential when you're operating out of this energy of love, which is what I believe in the, you know, fifth dimension, where it's all love, right? And you get to create and play in that space. And you get to tap into limitless possibilities when you're in that realm. And it really like removes this need for things to be logical and things to make sense, which is the third dimension, right? A plus B always needs to equal to C. Whereas in the fifth dimension, it's like love plus love equals love. You know, the more I love what I do, the more I love who I am, the more I love the decisions I make, the more I lean into the fuck yes moments, the more I love who I'm becoming, the more I love all the parts of me, and creating this multidimensional brand is really what is the fullest expression of your truth. And when you are the fullest expression of your truth, you are in love, right? So creating from that place where you have love for the people you're here to serve, it really eliminates this need to you to be accepted, which is, I feel like, very third dimension, like this need to please, this need to, you know, serve this self. Serve self, it really takes away from the love that you have for humanity. And I think that's where you can create like massive quantum leaps in your life when you're operating out of that dimension, out of love.
Yeah. Okay. Rewind it, everybody. Go back to 2 minutes ago and start that again. That was awesome. So fear and love, they're the only two. All the other things either fall under fear or they fall under love. Love is heart, when you're moving from your heart. Fear is when you're stuck in your head and you're thinking, feminine, masculine, but I digress. I'm reading a book right now called Living Untethered, The Human Predicament by Michael Singer. It's like,
I love that book. Yeah, is it it's called The Untethered Soul?
So that's the first one, right? Oh. And he talks about just the mind, like that's almost neutral. The second one is called The Surrender Experiment, and he tells his own amazing story. And this one that came out during COVID, and it's called Living Untethered, The Human Predicament. But he talks kind of about what you're saying, about how there's moments happening, right? And we inject ourselves into the moment like it has anything to do with us. And then because we're in our mind injecting ourselves into the moment, we start taking things personally. And it's just, then the fear comes, right? And he's saying, like, if you look over to their left, there's a moment there. If you look over to your right, there's a moment there. If you leave the room, those moments are still happening with or without you. And the whole idea, what you were just talking about, reminded me of all that, where just love or fear, that's all there is. There's nothing else.
Wow, I love that. It's so aligned, because I'm actually speaking to my audience right now about emotional intelligence and having the untethered soul. So I love that.
Yeah, Emotional Intelligence, another good book by Daniel Goleman. I was preparing for this. I noticed a lot of things you do, and like just some of the mentors' books, they're definitely aligned with me and similar to my story. Even your story is similar to mine. Not the, every detail, just the idea of going down to get back up, then doing the work, figuring out it's an inside job. I need to fill my own cup. Now I can serve others. It feels so good that I fill my own cup that I want to share this with the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I love that so much. Have you read the book, Quantum Warrior?
Nope, but I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, that one, I really played with energy in the last couple years. And I feel like I'm on the other side of this quantum leap because of what I've learned. And also The Untethered Soul. I feel like those are the two books that like really creates the space for new realities.
Oh, yeah. The Untethered Soul is the one where it's like, for anyone just starting, I'm like, go check that book out, right? Because it, I don't know if everyone has a voice in their head, but I do. And this guy explains it perfectly. Like, okay, it's just there.
Yeah, totally.
Because we attach ourselves to it, right? Like it's us, but it's not, because we're seeing it. But I love it. So what are maybe some other books or mentors that helped you along your journey?
Yeah, I feel like every phase and stage of my life, the universe will align those mentors and those books in very divine timing. So I feel like in the last year, when I've really just owned myself as a quantum 5D coach, I've really implemented the things I learned in Untethered Soul, Quantum Warrior, as well as The Atomic Habits, because they say that in order to quantum leap, you really do need to develop and shift your identity. And part of the identity shift is changing your habits, right? And the habit of being a certain way is exactly what creates the difference between slow and fast growth. It's like, if you could just shift who you're being in that moment, create new habits of thinking and being and doing, then you can create those shifts in your life. So those are the three that really made a difference the last year. And then I started my journey, my spiritual journey, listening to Gabrielle Bernstein. Are you familiar with her? Yes, yes. So I loved her story. And I think, I feel like the books I pick up have a lot to do with the stories that people tell. And it's very reflective in the work that I do when creating 5D brands, sharing your story and then, you know, attracting those people in your life. So I was very attracted to Gabrielle Bernstein's story. And then I started reading Rebecca Campbell books. And then I read, the leadership book by So really like stepping into my power as a leader, as a light worker. I feel like depending on where I'm at energetically, I need certain books that are more masculine or feminine, right? And so it's been great just to have those things fall on my lap when I need them.
Yeah, I love it. Your journey sounds awesome. So you kind of said meditation, you found that in books. So what are kind of some habits, atomic habits we're talking about? Getting rid of those old habits by replacing them with better habits that serve you. So maybe like, I guess I'm kind of asking like, what is there more than just books and meditation that make you so awesome?
Yeah, thanks. Basically like habits that I've learned to develop to get me to a place where no matter what is happening in my life, I'm still able to show up for my work in this world. I'm able to show up as a mother. I'm able to show up as an entrepreneur. And part of that is my rituals and really getting myself to a place where I am grounded and tapped in. So having my morning rituals, whether that's a guided meditation, or I find now I'm creating like this different type of meditation where I'm dancing with my eyes closed and focusing on my third eye. And so as I'm dancing and moving my body, I'm also imagining the portal that I'm entering. And it's like I'm now in full embodiment of like where I'm at energetically in the quantum world, in the quantum space. And it's like now I'm not just seeing it, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So that inspired me to get into the habit of moving my body. I've enrolled in a dance class for a whole season. So really developing the habit of getting into my body and just investing in that, you know, working out and moving my body and just investing in my health, getting into the habit of taking my vitamins, getting into the habit of drinking water, getting into the habit of saying no. Yeah, good. Saying no to people that don't align and, you know, saying yes to the things that do. So getting the habit of showing up consistently on social media and creating that really bold and badass content, getting into the habit of speaking my truth and, you know, watching people, you know, fall away and getting into the habit of like, you know, being okay with that. I think that's a habit is like, you know, I'm okay with speaking my truth and, you know, seeing people fall off. Getting into the habit of activating main character energy. So I speak a lot about, you know, becoming an iconic goddess. And that for me, the old version of me would feel very uncomfortable with being an icon and being a goddess. But I feel like it's the exact activation I need to be the version of myself required to do the work in this world. So I'm just claiming the thing that I'm uncomfortable claiming. And now that and since I've just claimed this energy of being this icon in my life and for the world, right? I think icons don't need to be famous and rich. I think you could be an icon in your purpose. Like, why are we giving awards to people that are changing the world? Like, we need to give these awards and have award ceremonies for these change makers because they are the icons. They're the ones that are actually creating real impact in the world. They're not just entertaining. They're changing lives. And so I'm getting into the habit of tapping into that frequency and in that space and place, it's almost like my alter ego. And yeah, it's made a difference in who I'm repelling and who I'm attracting.
There's a lot there. I want to unpack it. So I always thought this, like, why does a baseball player get 300 million and a surgeon only gets 300,000? Who's the real hero or icon, as you put it? And then stepping into your superpower, it's so, like, it sounds like you're taking the things that you're scared of and instead of avoiding them or just distracting from them, you're just running right through them. Is that right? Yeah. Beautiful.
Running right through them. Yeah, that's quantum leaping. Just like that, your fear is via the GPS. So when I'm running on the treadmill, and I got this from somebody on Instagram, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try that. I'm running on the treadmill, and I actually visualize myself running through my blocks, running past through my fears, and just, and also towards the solution, right? So it's like I'm busting through this fear that is here, and through that, I will find my solution, which is, you know, the life that I want.
Right. And so the quantum aspect comes in that you're, instead of avoiding or just skirting around the fear, you're going right through it. But what it also means you're pulling your dreams to you. So you're collapsing in on the timeline.
Absolutely.
The reason I asked about those habits is because it's so important, because you said it, right? Like, once you start doing that, you're living in purpose, you're aligned, you feel more health, but you can also repel the negative energy that's just going to happen. Like, it happens on a day to day, and it's just a lot easier to deal with if you're consistent. And the habits that you're talking about, I do the same, but they seem to stack and like exponentially quantum. They stack so fast that a year, 2, 3 years down the road, it's like, whoa, look how far it came. And yeah. There's a book maybe you'll like. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers.
Okay. I love all these book recommendations. Can we leave it for everybody? So all
right.
Coffee and paste.
And there's another one, as you were talking about all the habits, there's Joe Dispenza. Do you know Joe Dispenza?
Yes. Okay. He is my hero.
With breaking the habit of being yourself. Yeah, no, he's huge, right? Like, just the way he does it. He helped me empower myself. Like, I have a tumor in my spine, and I was in chronic pain for like a decade. And I was like, here, take one pill. And then eventually it's like 33 pills a day. And I'm like, I just gave my power away to the doctor because he was a doctor. And I just was like, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. And I heard him say it. He's like, are you giving your power away to the doctor? Because he's a, and I was like, wow. And then what's the biggest one, obviously, is your personality creates your personal reality. So I checked myself. I was like, is that true? Oh, man, that's true. I'm miserable and everything in my existence is miserable because of it. And then just Wayne Dyer says, change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change. And that's what I did. And sounds like that's what you did, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been following Joe Dispenza's work, and I guess that's what inspired the whole quantum shift and really embodying this main character energy, because that is really where, you know, the transformation occurs is when you, yeah, when you take on a new identity, you see things differently, you see yourself. I think that's the most important thing, is not even just the world, but how you see yourself is where it begins, because you can see the world through love and light, but if you don't see yourself as love and light, there's only so much growth you can have. So yeah, Joe Dispenza is great. I recommend it.
Yeah. The more I get into this like crazy personal development, like before 2019, my life was totally different.
And oh, really?
Completely opposite. But the more I do it, I'm realizing everything, it's just a mirror. Like whatever we're seeing as far as like feeling, if something makes us angry, like, or if, you know what I mean? It's just a mirror. Whatever you're seeing or whatever you're projecting, it's, that's how you are.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That, yeah. Unfixable.
Talk about more like your business. What would it look like to work with you? Is it one-on-one? Do you do groups? I saw you doing a 13-day challenge, which is pretty awesome and powerful.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that I am opening the gates to, and that is my one-on-one private coaching, which I love doing. I love working with people closely because we do create those quantum shifts that and that close container. And I am in, I just launched a program, which I'm not sure at the time of recording, it'll probably be available on replay on my website, but it's called Becoming Her. And this is a program about shifting your identity, really taking the stage and no longer being afraid of your light. It's about emotional intelligence and having the emotional capacity to show up no matter what, and to be able to shift and turn the switch on to the version of yourself that is here to really create massive impact in the world. And then at this time of the recording, there's a possibility that a portal to a membership will be open, and that's going to be for a group of iconic goddesses who want to take the stage, change the world, and yeah, and become an award-winning life changer.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Spread the light. It's the best way to reflect, to find your purpose, but also just reflect who you are. Like, it's so obvious and clear. So,
Thank you.
I always ask everyone this. This is the Phase 4 podcast, and Phase 4 in the six-phase meditation by Vishen Lakhiani is all about creating your future 3 years from today. So where is Janika 3 years from today?
Ooh, I like that. 3 years from today, I see myself traveling the world with my girls and with a really big movement of purpose-driven powerhouses that are not afraid of their light. They're living boldly, and through their own boldness are changing the lives of other people. And so I see a thriving podcast. I see myself as a best-selling author, if not sooner than the 3 years. I see myself running retreats and having maybe multiple homes and, you know, investing heavily in real estate, creating space for more people that want to, yeah, really just be the light for other people.
That's awesome. And in May 2024, are you part of a collaboration book, or is that your own book? Did I see something like
that? Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, so that is a collaboration book of 365 authors. So I am a co-author of that. It's going to be in print inside Indigo, as well as online on Amazon. And that's where I share my business advice in 365 words.
So 365 authors, each getting 365 words?
Yes. giving business advice.
That's a brilliant one. I collaborated with a bunch of coaches in this book. So this was the first of a series called Seeds for the Soul. And it's just people's life journey to help others. And then this one, I actually edited it and wrote a story. And it's called Seeds of Transformation, Being Called to Coaching. And I think there's something really, yeah, I love it. And there's something really powerful about coaching where not everybody, but I would say at least 80%, if not more, do the work on themselves, which gives them the authority to go out and share with other people. And that we talked about it earlier, but that feeling you get from results, you said at the beginning, results, and that's what it is. Once you have your own result of what you did, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says after that, because you're the architect.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's enough. I think a lot of people feel like you need certifications and this and that. It's like, no, what you need is to know your process. You have the result. So if you can get clear on what your process was to get from point A to point B, then you're golden. You know, now you can help other people through that particular struggle that you had. And so I really, I agree that a lot of people need to just own their result and help more people. That's really like what Mahatma Gandhi says, like, you got to be the change. And I think part of that is like, you got to own the change and then reach out to other people and give them an opportunity to transform as well.
Love it. You just gave me so many ways to go. So Gandhi, be the change you wish to see. Atomic Habits, that's about being, right? Become what you want. That's my story in that book I just showed you. That's all my stories about is being the thing. So it kind of goes through like running, writing, coaching. And it's like, be a writer, be a runner, be a coach, be the thing that you want, right?
So beautiful.
So good. And I guess as we begin to wind down, if this episode resonates with you, please like, subscribe, share, but no hard sell. And reach out to Janika. She's setting up this quantum 5D container. And sounds like she's about to open up a membership for some powerful women to take part, to grow exponentially in health and wealth. And I think a couple more questions, but what would it look like, I guess? What would it look like inside that membership program?
Oh, I love that question. Yeah. So it's energy and strategy. The result here in the membership program, it's you heard it here first, but it'll probably be out already by then. But it's called the Get Paid Portal. So I teach purpose-driven, soul-aligned entrepreneurs, spiritual business entrepreneurs to get paid for their purpose. And I do a lot of the energetic work, but I really am passionate about strategy. So I will teach you how to sell with your soul and how to do it from a place of excitement and magnetism and power so that you can actually go out there and be wildly visible, have omnipresence, where you're not afraid of your light, and you're actually, inviting people to transform with you. So I teach you how to transform through transactions. And that's, your ability to get paid.
Transform with transactions. Be the light.
Yeah.
You're a light worker. And I think before I kind of ask my final question, I always let the guests take it wherever they want. So either a message of hope, sell something if you have something, or anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, I just want to invite people to lean in to who you're becoming and just allow that version of yourself that you know is required to get you to the next level to be, even if that means not knowing who you are. You want to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, holy shit, like, wow, I can't believe I did this. And I want you to create more wow moments in your life where your mind blown, right? The concept of just shifting your identity, knowing that the work you are here to do is going to require somebody who's loud, who's proud, who's bold, who's consistent. Just give yourself permission to become her or him and prepare to be mind blown. And to give yourself the time to do that. It's not going to happen overnight. But if you continue to lean in and allow yourself to invest in those things, to, you know, to show up with fear, you will create these results in your life. And yeah, and at this time, you'll probably have an opportunity to be part of the Get Paid portal. So if you feel like you want to be part of a community of people that are bold and that are no longer afraid of their life, that are supporting each other, fanning each other's flames, and you want, you're ready to not just to think of things, but actually to take massive action, this is a place where you step into it and actually, you know, get paid and not just wish and dream that one day this dream is going to happen.
Beautiful. Anybody who's listening all the time, she's just talking about the bias framework right there. Believe, intend, act, and then surrender. The wow moments you're talking about, I call them moments of awe, and it could be anything. It could be a sunrise, but that will change you if you see it like that, if you see it as a wow moment, because it slowly breaks apart that fear that's in your heart, and it will expand your heart. Yesterday, I went to see the opening of Aladdin in Toronto, a musical play with my kids, and it was like, whoa, I'm thinking of those wow moments, and it's
just, oh my God,
something like that, right? And there's so many, like, whatever it is for you, everybody has them. And we have to do the work to cultivate and maybe discover and harvest those moments. And then one other thing, self-made. I heard this guy, I listened to this like one audio, motivational audio when I work out. And this guy said, self-made. You hear the saying self-made, but you never hear it from people who are victims or anything. You only hear it from like people who have succeeded and done it. But we're all self-made. So whatever's happening in your life, those results, that's what you've done up to now. If you don't like it, you get to go out and change it. And if you, yeah, start today, and you can literally make it up. That's what phase four is. It's about making it up in advance. And then whatever you focus on expands. So just dream it and then go follow that dream.
Yeah, yeah. Take massive, massive action. Just lean in. Lean all the way in. And prepare for your mind to be blown. I think that's really where the fifth dimension kicks in, is like, none of it needs to make sense. It just needs to feel so good. And once you start to see the results, and you know, they could be a little bit here and there, they start to compound, and then you get to trust yourself more.
Yeah. Les Brown says, the how is none of your business. Your job is to dream.
I love Les Brown. Yes. I love that you listen to him too.
So, Zanika, my final question is, how can people reach you?
Yeah, so you can find me on social media at the.g.lifestyle, because I feel like when you're in purpose, it's a lifestyle, and it's nice to get paid while you do it. And you can also find me at www.janika.com.
Amazing. Janika, I'm so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy. Thank you for having me.